grass leaves for home. As the city fades away, thus the journey begins. On this Thanksgiving Day, each time I come home, more things have changed. New furniture, perhaps, or old ones rearranged. New pictures are hung, new colors cover each wall. It's amazing how much has changed, while some things haven't changed at all. The family's aged some, but everyone is there, sharing a meal it took hours to prepare. Turkey stuffing, pear jello, gobbling up as hours pass by. Next, a game of Trivial Pursuit. Then it's time for Mom's homemade apple pie. I go to my room and everything's vanished. My belongings are banished to the closet or basement, and their replacement is an exercise machine facing a TV screen. Driving through my hometown, memories flicker in, passing places that I feel I've never been. Then, all of a sudden, a house of an old friend appears, a person who I've not thought about in at least 9 or 10 years. It's a nice feeling to be home where I used to belong, but it all feels so wrong. I don't belong there anymore. I'm older than before and hopefully wiser too, giving thanks for old memories while creating the new. Returning to my new home, there's some relief, but a touch of sadness. The trip was so brief. Mom wants me to stay, but time can never stand still. I hope next year everyone will be able to return to the table to be thankful for the break and thankful.